Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn, please, to Psalm 4 this evening? Psalm 4. And also, we'll be going to Psalm 91. What have we been talking about the last few weeks? Perfect protection. Psalm 4 and 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep without drugs. Huh? Prescription or otherwise. Don't need them. You do realize we live in a medicated society. People just accept it as normal that you take a pill for this and you take a pill for that and you take a pill for the other. You take a pill to relax. You take a pill not to be nervous. You take a pill to go to sleep. Then you need groggy, so you need a pill to kind of pep you up and wake you up. Mrs. Will, you're making fun of me. I didn't call your name. I am telling you, you don't need all that. And it's hurting you more than you know. These drugs are powerful. They affect you in numerous ways. Especially when you start taking 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and they start interfering with each other. There's a reason why there's all that print at the bottom of the label. Have you ever read it? A lot of times they'll say it real fast on the commercial, like, you know, may cause this and that and may cause stupidity and loss of memory. And, you know, and some instances, loss of life, da-da-da-da-da, and the music is happy and you go, what'd they say? This thing could kill me? And people don't, I mean, it is so common that people think, yeah, you know, give me some. Gotta have my meds. You particularly want to watch about medication for psychological things. Particularly want to watch this kind of thing. And somebody said, well, yeah, I got this and I've got this imbalance and I got that. You have a healer.
Amen.
You have a healer.
Yes.
Do not be content to live on that low level of life.
Amen.
When your God can fix you,
yes.
He can fix your glands.
Yes.
He can adjust your levels.
Yes.
Did you hear me now?
Yes.
He can heal you. If you'll believe it.
Yes.
If you think it's too hard for him, then you'll just rely on these crutches.
That's right.
But no, you don't have to have something to put you to sleep. He gives his beloved sleep. And that sleep is sweet. And peaceful. And when you're right with God, there's nothing to keep you awake anyway. Your conscience is clear. You're right between you and God, right between you and your family, and you didn't lie to anybody on the job that day, and you didn't steal anything that day, and didn't backstab anybody that day. And should be nothing keeping you awake. Let's keep moving right along. The English version, today's English version says, when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. One big reason I can lay down, peace, go to sleep, because I am not afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies in the day, or the pestilence. I'm not afraid. Why? Because you alone, Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Safe. Say it out loud. You alone, O Lord.
You alone, Lord.
Keep me
perfectly
safe. That's why I sleep so good. Isn't that what he's saying?
Yes.
Now go to Psalm 91, the great protection song. A lot of you have known it for years. A lot of you could quote it, or at least parts of it. Some people read it regularly, speak it over themselves, and that's all good. But it's not just doing things by rote and routine that get results. It's not just what you know that gets results. This psalm describes things that we are to do. And us having done these things tells us what God is going to do. So just knowing the psalm, or, you know, people say, well, I have a copy of this on a little card and I keep it in my pocket, and that can mean nothing.
That's right.
Hmm? You got a lot of Christians that are just as superstitious as people that worship idols.
That's right.
Superstitious. Well, I've got my good luck thing, and I've got my little medallion that keeps me safe. Say what? Say what? Then you're in trouble. You're not supposed to have any images that you pray to or trust in at all. Hmm? Says nothing about any emblems or pictures or cards in the psalm. It says, I trust in God. The God that you can't see. Let's read it. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, we've talked about this. What is this shadow of the Almighty? It is a canopy of protection. This is not just talking about casting a shadow like light and there's shadow. No, what's under this is protected and kept by the power of God. He said, you know, I would have gathered you like a hen gathers her chicks. And the Bible talks about the prophet used that same description, like the eagle that covers her young. God can extend his arms. The Bible right here, it talks about his wings and his feathers, but it has to do with his ability to put power over you.
Yes.
To keep
Praise
you.
God.
And if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that's your part. What will happen? You will abide. That means you live there. You stay there where? Under this protective canopy. You live under the protection of the Almighty. Now, if you were here last Friday, we got into some detail. Does the Bible say anything about how to dwell in Him? We read numerous places, one particularly in 1 John, if you keep His commandments, you dwell in Him and He in you. You've got to listen to what He says. Do what He says. And you will live under this protective canopy. Keep reading. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord. Is this something we're to do? I will say of the Lord what? He is in italics. It's added by the translators. You could just start it like this. I will say of the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him or in you will I trust. Are you supposed to say this? Hmm? You're supposed to say it with confidence. Particularly, you don't have to be, but especially if you feel shaken or challenged or something's trying to bring fear on you. Don't just shake silently. Hmm? Do you have a God? Does He have power to protect you? Is it His will to protect you? Yes, but do you have a responsibility in it? Well, among other things, what did He tell you to do? You are to say something. Hmm? Something's trying to shake you, mess with you. You should immediately open your mouth and say, God is my refuge. He's my fortress. What is that saying? He's my protector. That's what the refuge is. That's what the fortress is. The protection. He's my God. I'm trusting Him to do what? Protect me. Now friends, this wasn't my idea to teach on this subject. I've had people sometimes bring requests. Brother Keith, would you teach on this? Would you teach on that? I don't teach on what I want to teach on. So I'm not going to teach on what you want me to. Somebody say, what do you mean? I pray I seek God. Amen. To see which way to go. Amen. Whether it's what I think or whether I don't. If He directs me that way, that's the way to go. Amen. And I just know in my spirit, this is pertinent. It's timely. And we, all of us in this church, and I wish everybody that's here on Sunday would be here too. I hope they're not missing out. Now, if they're somewhere else the Lord told them to be, well, they're okay. If not, then they're missing out. And the problem is, it happens in churches and ministries all over the country, all over the world. Things are going along pretty good, and people are carnal, and they're not very close to God, and they just come to church once in a while, maybe, and then a crisis hits, and they want to come and get somebody to counsel them and help them and give them in an hour session what they should have been getting 2 and 3 hours a week for the last 6 months. Amen. It doesn't work. Right. Now, God's merciful, but you just can't grow in a day what you should have been getting fed and growing for the last 2 years.
Yes, sir.
People don't take church seriously enough. They just, you know, rock along. But if we will focus and be where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there, hearing what we're supposed to be hearing, remembering it, doing it, putting it into practice, then we will not be caught off guard. And anything comes up, you'll find it again and again. You'll go, that's why the Lord's been talking to us about this. We're ready. We're ready. That's why the Lord put this in us. How many of you know the Lord is never behind the enemy?
Right.
Never. Never.
Hallelujah.
And if people wind up being behind the enemy, it's because they weren't listening to their Lord.
Right.
He'll always have you ready, prepared ahead of time,
right.
Built up, strong, ready for it,
right.
To overcome it.
Yeah.
If you follow Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Protection and Presumption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204J. That's R-1204J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.